Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're visiting with Mr. Aaron Salco, the founder and creator of the Ninth Stratum. He is a sales management professional with the innovative solutions-based company Stephen Gould. For more than two decades, he has focused on human performance in both career and life in a highly competitive entrepreneurial-based global sales environment with an intense concentration in exploring how the science and mechanisms of human behavior psychology, social interaction, and human physiology apply to performance. His new book is The Ninth Stratum, Your Guide to High Performance. And Mr. Salco, thanks for joining us here today.
Eric, thanks for having me.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. Thanks for your time. So tell me, what drove you to develop the Ninth Stratum? Let's start there.
Yeah, like most of us, personal performance is something that I guess we're all interested in. And how do we improve? How do we get better? And, growing up a Gen Xer, my parents were very hard workers. It was a great upbringing, but, there was not a lot of acknowledgement to the work put in. And so as I went through my early childhood and into adulthood, I kept looking for that acknowledgement of the work put in and the things achieved, and, didn't really get it. And so what did I do? Like every Gen Xer, we worked harder. And so that led me into my career, and I did the same. And acknowledgement was lacking in some aspects of it, until one day in my early 30s, somebody called me a high performer. And I said, wow, okay, here we go. I got acknowledged, but what the hell does that mean? And basically that started my journey to really dive into high performance and begin to define it for people who want to achieve more, but just don't know how. And also it's also one of these things where, I could call you a high performer, Eric. And, in that transaction, I've become the governing body of high performance. It's a subjective statement, and it shouldn't be, because if you call somebody a high performer and maybe they're not performing at their peak, you've just downgraded them, instead of having them push for more greatness. And so that's been the journey, man. It's just, let's define the essence of high performance, get it out to the masses, and let everybody begin their own journey to optimizing their performance.
Certainly some interesting details to kick things off here today. Thanks for that. A great lead off. Now, what separates a performance-based skill from any other hard career skills? Let's get into that a little bit, if you would.
It's a great question. So we have our hard career skills, and those are, things we learn in school and in the functions of the job. Where our performance-based skills come into play, these are deemed soft skills. And I don't like the term soft skills. Not many of us do, actually. But I took it a little bit further than the soft skills. In defining 45 of them and breaking them out over five categories, the criteria for a performance-based skill is it had to be able to be taught, learned, applied, and then improved upon, right? So it's not an innate skill. And so what we did is we broke these 45 performance-based skills, which could sound a little bit intimidating, into five categories, which really capture the full spectrum of human performance. And that's cognitive abilities, mentality, social interaction, control of your emotions, and the most important one that's oftenly overlooked, personal health.
And that right there for sure has a lot to do with it. Now, in the book, you speak about studying low performers. Why did you take that approach? That's quite an interesting approach, I got to tell you.
Well, we can always look at Tiger Woods and Kobe Bryant and find out what they did, or Mark Cuban, and find out what they did to get to the top. But what we were always missing is, why did people fail? What were the low performers deficient in? And in my industry, where you have to be sort of everything encapsulated into one human in one body, like you've got to be able to be creative and source on a global level and be the marketing and the sales a part of your portfolio. So the training in Stephen Gould really helped me study what the high performers exuded and why they became successful, and then what the low performers were deficient in. And the low performers taught us the most. Low performers were the ones that we saw massive deficiencies in performance-based skills that caused them not to be able to perpetuate their own performance and be promoted and have success. And so that's where the low performers came in.
Certainly appreciate the insight and information shared so far. We're speaking with Aaron Salko, the founder and creator of the Ninth Stratum, who is a sales management professional with the innovative solutions-based company Stephen Gould. His new book is The Ninth Stratum, Your Guide to Higher Performance, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, can anyone be a higher performer? What's your thought on that?
Eric, unequivocally, yes. We have laid out the pathway to high performance. I feel that we've covered the spectrum. We've taken a holistic approach to it. And the answer is yes. But there are two things that you need that I cannot provide and anybody else in this industry cannot provide. Desire and effort. Without desire and effort, nobody's getting out of the starting gate. And so as long as you have that desire to improve and you're willing to put the effort forth, the pathway to high performance is there for anybody to take, learn, and improve upon.
Also, Aaron, how would you recommend someone begin using the Ninth Stratum to improve their performance today?
You know, the foundation of the Ninth Stratum really begins with the learning scale that I've created. And the learning scale is these nine stratums. You know, the Ninth Stratum is that level of operating of high performers that we've seen. You know, to take you through real quick, you know, the first and second stratum, you sort of don't really know about the skill, or maybe you don't really care. Maybe it's more of a behavior than a skill at that point. The third stratum is when somebody gives you feedback and says, hey, this skill is really affecting your performance in your job, in your life. It needs to improve. And then the person has that aha moment going, oh boy, I better get this fixed. And then they begin to seek tools, right? Seek coaching, seek resources. That's the fourth stratum. Once they find these tools and resources, you know, they begin to utilize them in the fifth stratum. So they're reading the book, they're meeting with the coach, they're taking on the feedback. And in the sixth stratum, which is the scariest stratum, they begin to apply it. And usually it's really messy. They're not really good at it. And this is where they really need to push through, because the sixth stratum brings you to the seventh stratum, which allows you to begin practicing and getting a little bit more consistent in your application of the skill. And then in the eighth stratum, you've become consistent. You're very proficient in it. You're confident in the skill. You're developing your processes for it. And then that leads you into the ninth stratum, where you're highly competent, highly consistent. And the most important part of the ninth stratum is you can teach your process to others. And so that's that level of high performance.
Mr. Salko, again, we want to thank you for your time and for joining us here today, for all the insight shared as well. And I certainly appreciate your expertise and your specialty as a high performer. And I'm sure you've excited those that are in sales as well, just hearing you speak about this. So again, we thank you so much for your time. Lastly, how could a business owner implement this within their teams? Get into that as we conclude today.
Yeah, we've begun this. And so the business owners themselves are utilizing this at that high level that they're at, because they, you know, many business owners, CEOs have gotten to a place and they've done it with, you know, with their education through many innate skills, or not really realizing how they got there. And so it helps them take that introspective look and a step back to say, let me analyze my own performance. And then once they do that, they can begin to dissect the roles within their team and begin to talk to the high potentials and high performers in those roles to say, hey, out of these 45 career-based skill or performance-based skills, what are 10 that make you really successful at this role? And once they define that, they can then use the whole system, the 45 performance-based skills and the nine stratums of performance, to begin coaching and training others in the skills that are critical to each role. And we, in the book, you'll notice, and you know, in workshops, you know, we'll form these things called PPAUs, peer-to-peer accountability units. And it's a group of individuals who are all within the program, and they're holding each other accountable to the learning and growth and improvement of the skills that are important to them and their careers. And it's not just careers, it's also their life. You know, how are they handling their mental well-being? How are they handling their composure and their optimism? Like, these are all the skills that we sort of forget about, but are wildly important in having that fulfillment in life and being successful in life, not just our career.
The perfect place to conclude here today. Mr. Salko, certainly do appreciate that. And if listeners wanted to pick up your book and or to get more information on the book, where's the best place to do so?
Yeah, please go to Amazon, Apple. There, you know, we're wherever any paperback or audiobook is found. And we have a website called stratum9.com, and it's stratum-nine.com.
And of course, listeners, as always, you can find any link pertaining to this interview within the show notes of this broadcast. Mr. Salko, all the best. And again, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome. Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Aaron Salko, founder and creator of the Ninth Stratum, who is a sales management professional with the Innovative Solutions-based company Stephen Gould. His new book is The Ninth Stratum, Your Guide to High Performance. And for all the details, visit stratum-9.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.